Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. Today we're up to Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. We are on the very bottom of Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah had told us, Kara Echad Kroa Shnaim Yatu, that if one person read the Megillah, or if two people read the Megillah, you are going to be Yotzi. There's no issue of Trei Kalei Lo Mishtami. Normally we have a klal that if there's two voices being read at the same times, then you're not going to be able to understand anything, so it's not going to work. But this will not apply to Megillah. So comes the Gemara and says, Tana Masha Ein Kein Batorah. But this halacha is not true when it comes to the Torah. When it comes to actual Torah reading, you can only have one reader. Two readers are going to make it possible. Tana Rabbanan Rabbi Sun Sun Baisar Batorah Echad Kori Ve'Echad Mitargim. When it comes to reading the Torah, you have one person that reads and one person that translates. They used to have someone who was a Mitargim, someone who would translate what was happening as it was happening, so that way people would understand what was going on. As long as you don't have two mitargmen, and of course you can't have two people reading the Torah, that's not going to work. Vanavi, when it came to the Av Torah, echad korei u'shnayim mitargmen, you can have one person reading and two people translating at the same time. Uvilvad shelo yushnayim korei u'shnayim mitargmen, as long as you don't have two people that are reading at the same time, so it's not going to work for sefer Torah reading or half Torah reading. However, uvahale uvamegillah afi u'asara korei u'asara mitargmen. Rashi takes out those last words, but when it comes to halel or megillah, when it comes to other situations like Megillah, specifically why it's here, then you can have as many people as you want reading it. So why would it be any different? So says the Gemara, my time out. What's the reason for this? Since these readings do not happen very often, they are extra beloved, either because they don't happen very often, and when things don't happen very often, they're extra beloved, or because they're very special situations and special readings and special events, so that's why people are going to be more focused and be able to focus, even if there's more than one voice happening, so that's why it's going to be okay. A fascinating halacha, but this is why Megillah would be different. Good. Now the next part of the Mishnah, Makom Shinagu Levarech Vivarech. So we said in a place where there's a minhag to make a bracha over the Megillah, then you make a bracha, and if there's no minhag, then you do not. So it comes to Gemara, something we said already on the Mishnah. This is only true about the bracha afterwards, but everyone agrees that you have to make the bracha before the Megillah. But when it comes to the brachos beforehand, then there is a mitzvah to make a bracha. It's not about a minhag or anything. You have to do it. Because Rav Yehuda said, and this is something that appears in many mesachtos, and psachim, and sukkim, and achos, nida, that anytime we do a mitzvah, we do it over las yasin, meaning we make the bracha before we do the performance of the mitzvah. So to hear by Megillah. Before we read the Megillah, we make sure to go and make the brachos. My mashman high over lishna da'aktu mehu. So how do we know that this lashon of over, when we say over las yasan, means that you're doing something before? So Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Amar krav ayartz achimatz derech akikar vayavor sakushi. Because the pasuk in Shmuel Beis is talking about achimatz, that he ran to go give David the news of the war, and he was there before the Kushi. So we see that Vayavor means beforehand. Abai Amar Mehacha, Abai says from a different place. How do we know that this word means before? V'hu over lifnehem, when talking about Yaakov, that he went to go see Esau first. So we see that it's a lashon of going first. V'yibai Seim Mehacha, Vayavor Malkam lifnehem Vashem Berosham. So again, we see an idea that this Vayavor and over las yasan means going before. So says Gemara, Lefaneh Mayim Mevarach. So if we've established that you need to make brachos before reading the Megillah, so what are the brachos he makes? Or if Sheshes Mikartar, so he went to go visit Ravashi, and at the time of Megillah reading, he made the brachos of Manach, which is an acronym for Mikra Megillah, Al Mikra Megillah, Sha'asa Nisim, and Sheachianu. Those are the brachos that we make before reading the Megillah. So what's the bracha that we make after saying the Megillah? So Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Haraves Rivenu, so Hashem who takes up our grievances, Vahadanas Dininu, and judges for us, Vanoke Mistinglasenu, and avenges us, Vanifra Lanu Mitzarenu, and takes vengeance from our enemies, Vamasham Gmulochoyevin Avshenu, and who brings retribution on all of our enemies, Baruchat to Hashem, Anifra Lisrael Mikol Tsarehem. Blessed are you, Hashem, who takes vengeance for the Jewish people from all of their enemies. Rava Amar Hakel HaMoshia. Rava says this bracha should end with the bracha of, or with the words of Hakel HaMoshia, God who brings salvation, rather than what the other Shita had said it's going to end with. So Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, Hilkach Nimrinu L'Tarvayu. We saw this in Mesechus Brachos a lot. Rava says, let's combine the two. Both could be right. Baruch Atah Hashem Anifra L'Yisrael Mikol Tarayim HaKel HaMoshia. And this is what we say today. Good. Next part of the Mishnah, Bashinu V'Chamishi B'Shabbos Mincha Korin Shlosha, that on Monday and Thursday and Shabbos Mincha, we have three aliyos. Hani Shlosha Keneged Mi. Why do we have three? What's this corresponding to? So Amar Rav Asi Keneged Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim. The reason why we have three aliyos is because it corresponds to Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim. Rava Amar, Rava says, Keneged Kohanim Levi'im Yisraelim. It's for the three groups of Jewish people. Kohanim, Levi'im, and Yisraelim. Elohad Tani Rav Shimi, But that which was taught in the Braisa, Ein Pochasin Miyud Psukim Besakineses, Vaidaber Ola Min Aminyan, Hane Asara Kenegami. So there's another statement of Rav Shimi where he says that you're not allowed to have less than 10 Psukim read in one sitting. Meaning, if we're going to have three Aliyahs, there need to be at least 10 Psukim read. And Vaidaber Hashem Moshe Limor, even though it's not teaching me anything, counts as one of those 10 Psukim. So these 10 Psukim, what's this corresponding to? Where did this number 10 come from? So Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Kenegit Asara Batlan Shebes HaKnesses. This is corresponding to the 10 people who are just learning all day in the Beis HaKnesses in the Shul and are always in Shul. We saw this earlier in the Masechta. Rav Yosef Amar Kenegit Asara Sadibros Nemru Moshe Bisina. He's talking about the Asara Sadibros. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kenegit Asara Ma'amaro Shebahen Nivra HaOlam. They correspond to the 10 utterances that Hashem used to go and create the world. Hi, Niyu, what are these things? Vayomer de Bereshis. Every time it says the word Vayomer in the beginning of Bereshis, that's how we know this is one of the Ma'amaros that Hashem used to create the world. Ah, Hane Tishahavu, but if you count them, they're only 9 times. No, says the Gemara, Bereshis Nami Ma'amar, who the first Bereshis of Bereshis Bara Lokim, that is also considered a Ma'amar, so really there are 10. So we see that Hashem created everything from his breath, from his mouth, and everything came from there. Good. Now comes Gemara and says, Amar Rava, Rava says. So we pointed out that there are 3 aliyos and 10 psukim minimum. So that means if we have a 10 pasuk situation, so it's going to be split up 3, 3, and 4. So which aliyah is going to get the 4 psukim is going to be considered extra praiseworthy. So Amar Rava, Rishon Shikara Dalad Meshubach. So if the first reader, if the first aliyah gets 4, he is considered praiseworthy. Sheni Shikara Dalad Meshubach. If the second reader gets 4, he is considered praiseworthy. Shlishi Shikara Dalad Meshubach. Or if the third, the Shlishi, gets the 4 psukim, that is considered good. So how do we know all this? Rishon Shikara Dalad Meshubach. Ditnan Besholosh Kubo Shel Shalosh Sein Shevahen Tor Mines HaLishka. The Mishnah in Shkalim teaches us about the annual half shekel tax, where every single year they would collect it and put it in a chamber in the Beis HaMikdash. And 3 times a year they would withdraw funds from this chamber to use for public karbanos. So when they would withdraw it, they would put it into 3 baskets, and each had the volume of 3 sa'ah. And what they would do with this, Vayakosav alein Aleph Beit Gimel, and on these baskets they wrote Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, 3 Hebrew letters. Lido Eza Mehen Nisrima Rishon Lahakriv Mimena Rishon, to know which of them was withdrawn first, to know which carbon should be taken first, because first is the best. Shemitzvah Barishon, because it's preferable to go and use the first one first. So we see again from here that the first one is the most praiseworthy. So if the 4 psukim comes in Rishon, we see that there's already precedent for saying that the first of the group is going to be the most praiseworthy. Emtzai Shikara Arba Meshubach. So we also know that the second one, the middle one, if they read 4 psukim, it's also going to be good. How do we know that middles are actually valuable in halacha? Ditanya Elmul Pnei HaMenorah Ya'iru. Because the pasuk says that the 7 candles of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash shall shine towards the face of the menorah. What's this referring to? Malamit Shemitzadeh Pneim Kapi Ner Ma'aravi. This teaches us that the Kohen makes the wicks of the other 6 candles facing the western lamp, which is actually in the middle. Ner Ma'aravi Kapi Shechina. And the western lamp, the middle candle, goes towards the Shechina. V'am Rabbi Yochanan Mikan Shemtzai Meshubach. From here we see that the middle one is praiseworthy, so we have precedent for having the middle thing being praiseworthy. So if there are 4 psukim in the middle aliyah, that's going to be praiseworthy. V'achron shekara arba meshubach. We also know that the last one is going to be praiseworthy if it has 4 psukim, and we have precedent for the fact that last is the best because mishum malim bekodesh velo morinim, because we have a general rule that we only go up in purity as opposed to going down. Rav Papa ikla lebe kinesh da Avi Gover. So Rav Papa once went to the Beis HaKnesses, the shul of Avi Gover. Bekar rishon arba v'shav chay Rav Papa, and he saw that the first guy had 4 psukim in his aliyah, so he had the most, and Rav Papa praised him. We see that it is a nice thing. Good. Then the Mishnah says ein pokasin mehen vein mosifin. We said that you don't add or take away aliyos, but then we also said that you make the aliyos, the first guy makes the first bracha and the last guy makes the last bracha, and we mentioned that for every single situation. So what's this referring to? So Tana haposeach mevarech lefaneh v'achosim mevarech la'achareh. So the Braisa says that the person who starts the reading reads first and makes the first bracha, and then the person who ends the reading makes the ending bracha, and there were no brachos for any of the aliyos in between. But we know that that's not what we do nowadays. But nowadays, that every single person who gets an aliyah makes a bracha before and afterwards. Why did the Rabbanan make this type of gzera? Because people come late and people leave early. So if someone comes late, they're going to think, oh my gosh, there was no bracha before when people were getting aliyah, so they didn't make a bracha. And if people leave early, they say, oh my gosh, there was no ending bracha. So for every single aliyah, we have someone make a bracha before and after. Fascinating that we make zeros based on coming late and leaving early, but we make sure that we want everyone to be on the same page. This is Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.